Marriage is the very foundation of human society. But it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney. Thanks for allowing me to sit in with you today, Bob.
Great to have you in studio, Doug, as always. Thank you.
Well, I happen to be over at the Personhood office processing signatures. They're starting to come in after the mail-in deadline.
The postmark deadline was Monday yesterday.
Okay, and we're going to do a reminder on Personhood, but before we start,
yeah,
I want to confess why I have no news, why I'm completely unprepared.
You mean you came to the show?
Here's the thing.
Empty-handed?
It's not that it's a slow news day. It's just one of those news days where I can't read the news because, once again, Mitt Romney is dominating the news cycle, making it impossible for me to read
the news. You can't read it? You can't watch it.
You can't.
I cannot watch Fox News.
Cannot do it.
Did you see that new study? One out of three Fox News viewers have mesothelioma.
Mesothelioma.
Because that commercial runs like every 19 minutes. One out of three viewers.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be. But, you know, Drudge drives the news cycle,
yeah,
right?
Oh, absolutely.
And Drudge is another homo for Romney.
Another?
Well, Ann Coulter. Right? Ann Coulter is now on the board of that homosexual activist group.
No, that's true. She's on the board of GoPro.
And she came out of the closet. She admitted it.
Yeah.
Right?
She admitted she's a man finally? No.
No.
She admitted she's on the board.
She's on the board of a homosexual activist group.
She did do that.
And Drudge,
well, Drudge is obviously in love.
Obsessed with Mitt Romney.
He's in love. Mitt's at the top. Now, but I could pose a question.
And that's because Breitbart died.
Because Breitbart died.
That's why.
So Matt has fallen in love with Mitt Romney.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's sick.
Mitt Romney, as usual, is the second choice.
So it Drudge.
Now, he's nobody's first choice. Okay. Now, on Drudge, though, speaking of Drudge driving the news,
yeah,
this would be a good question for you to ponder, and I'd like your answer before the end of the show.
All right.
And if folks want to call, they could call. Who's the lesser of all the evil people on Drudge? If you scroll down, you've got
the Drudge Report
yeah,
right now.
If you folks are online, go online right now. And you've got Mitt Romney at the top.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up.
We've got Rahm Emanuel.
The Godfather.
We've got the
Mayor of Chicago. With the murder rate skyrocketing.
Yeah. Right. We've got Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
We've got Brad Pitt.
Nope.
We've got Vladimir Putin.
Yes.
Hugo Chavez.
Right.
And Darth Vader. Who's the lesser of these evils?
And how many of them are communists? How many are communists?
Question.
And who's, okay, you know what? Maybe somebody will want to answer your question.
Who's the lesser of those two evils?
1-800-8-N-YARDS.
Yep.
1-800-836-9278. It's interesting that Drudge really drives the news cycle in America.
How did that happen?
And because that means much of the world.
I remember when Matt Drudge's career was still in its infancy, right after the whole blue dress thing, and he made it big.
Yeah.
He had a
Bill
television
Clinton
show.
Gave the State of Their Union address.
Address, yes.
That was the State of Their Union.
Yeah.
Address.
That's what it came.
And that's what
to
made. Me. That's what made Drudge. Drudge.
That put Drudge on the map. And I remember he had a television show. I think it was on Fox News for about 5 minutes.
Right.
And he was driven from the media for showing that picture of the baby reaching out from the womb, grabbing the finger of the doctor.
Reaching out to grab. They were doing an operation on the baby, and the mother sedated. And they opened her uterus, and the baby reached up and grabbed the hand of the doctor. Doug, I recently talked to the photographer who took that photo. He said,
really?
Be happy to come on Bob and Your Live, so we should probably
wow.
have him on. And, Doug, just a few weeks ago, they did an operation on a baby where they removed a tumor from the baby's mouth.
Yeah, incredible.
Now, late-term abortionist in Boulder, Warren Hearn, he says the baby is a tumor.
That's what he says.
The baby's a tumor.
That's what he says to the women who he's...
So this is the first time they removed a tumor from a tumor.
From a tumor. Wow.
But that's... Obviously, they didn't do that.
No, no. They removed the tumor. And the child now, from what I understand, the child was born and just has a little scar, a little tick mark.
Beautiful.
It's incredible.
It's awesome,
you know,
isn't it?
If... When we restore the respect for life and the personhood of every innocent person, I think we'll be amazed at the leaps and bounds medical science will take.
Will make.
It'll be amazing.
And freedom in America and prosperity in America.
Revival.
And how America will become a shining light to the rest of the world again.
Yeah.
Instead of all the filth and pornography and homosexuality and godlessness and evolution and socialism that we've exported to the world.
Yeah, that's our main. Those are our main exports now.
Right.
But it could be respect for innocent life.
It could be.
It will
and
be.
A reverence for our Creator God. So there's nothing that Christians could do, nothing that we can do short of honoring God as our Creator and the source of our rights. Nothing more we can do publicly, politically, that would change this country than to stop it from killing children. In the name of God, the God-given right to life, obeying him, upholding his enduring command, thou shalt not murder. Doug, you think if we got term limits, you think that fixed the country?
Term limits for the Supreme Court.
Term limits.
That'll change the country.
That'll
save us, bring us back
that'll
from
fix
the
them.
Edge.
Maybe if we read the Constitution once every week in public school.
That's it.
Mandatory.
Have the children memorize
that'll fix the
Constitution.
That'll fix the country.
That'll do it.
These things are all process issues.
Yeah.
Like how, if you're going to bring about homosexual marriage, how do you do it? Do judges enforce it? Does the legislature pass it and the governor sign it in? How do you do it?
Do it by executive order?
These are all process issues. Yeah. And Doug, a lot of our conservative Christian friends, I think, should consider this. There is no process answer to what ails America. Mm. There is no process answer. It's not as though if we adhered closer to the Constitution, then we wouldn't have these problems. That is simply not true. That's a process issue.
Yeah.
So they're upset that the Supreme Court usurps authority and makes a law, right? And so now with Obamacare, they didn't do it. They were meek and mild. They said, well, the legislature passed the law, so we're not going to usurp authority over the legislature. We're going to let it go.
Leaving Republicans scratching their heads, not quite sure what to say.
But not Hugh Hewitt.
Hugh Hewitt.
He's saying, well, this was brilliant, really, by John
Strategery
Roberts.
Was...
Because now the Democrats will have to support our judicial nominees. So it's worth it to destroy the country so we get more judges like the one who just destroyed the country.
Unbelievable. And Mitt Romney is the ultimate process candidate. He's like the Velveeta of presidential candidates, the ultimate process candidate.
So
he's all about process.
So who's the lesser of these evils? So
who are the candidates again? We had Mitt Romney at the top, Rahm Emanuel, Barack Obama, Brad Pitt, Hugo Chavez, Vladimir Putin, and Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Who's the lesser of those evils? Ponder on that.
All right.
And then let me know.
All right. 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Doug, the media, the mainstream media, NBC, ABC, CBS,
Fox News,
Mike Rosen hates that term, mainstream media.
He does.
He hates it.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
I guess he fancies himself the mainstream media.
Oh.
Because he doesn't like when people criticize the mainstream media.
I would consider him part of the mainstream media. I think,
He's too small. A local talk show host.
Yeah. He's actually just local media.
Yeah,
He's a local radio guy.
So, you know, you could be conservative or liberal. He's an immoral quasi-conservative.
Right.
Right? He supports child killing, homosexual perversion, pornography.
Right.
Seems to be excited about pornography.
My wife calls them cheap liberals.
Cheap liberals.
They're liberal on all the social issues, but then when it comes to their money, boy, they don't want you touching their money.
Right.
But they want to partake
cheap
in
liberals.
All the... They're just cheap
She's
liberals.
She's good. Takaka. Anyway.
Yeah, pretty
She's
good.
She's smart.
That's Mike Rosen.
Okay, but anyway, so the mainstream media, they hate Drudge.
Yeah.
Because
how did that happen? Get back to that.
Well, they hate him because he leans anti-global warming.
Yes.
He leans...
So on some of their big issues, on some of their big issues, he leans the other way.
And he's got a thing for Romney.
Definitely.
So they hate Drudge.
Yeah.
But yet Drudge drives their news cycles.
This is true.
And they hate it, but they can't stop themselves.
No.
And there's a reason for it. And I think it's fun to think it through, because technology has caused the distribution channel of entertainment and news, everything, to diversify to where there's 10,000 stations.
Right, right.
You could listen to programming that's literally targeting 14 to 15 year old girls.
Yeah, there's probably 500 or 600 of those outlets.
Not that you would listen to.
No,
it,
well, but I'm a big, I mean, Justin somebody Bieber could. Fan. Yeah.
So the culture, it used to be everybody would watch Lawrence Welk, everybody.
Right.
I remember when I was a young child growing up, I got to enjoy just the very end of that.
Yeah.
And my grandparents, my parents, us kids, we'd all sit together and watch Lawrence Welk.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl Burkey remembers those
If you
days.
Stay up late enough, it's still on in reruns.
Yeah.
You can still and, catch some Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, and there's a Lawrence Welk resort out in California.
That's the way it used to be. There was one variety show and there was three news networks.
And then there was the really big shoe.
The big shoe!
Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was Bing Crosby and White Christmas,
right. Which
is maybe the best-selling album in history, because everybody in every generation liked the same music.
Yeah.
Well, that all fell apart, and there are corporations that target kids, and they don't know right from wrong, so they destroy the kids, and the parents are not involved, largely. So it's all destructive, but it all broke apart.
Yeah.
But there's something about us where we like to share things. We like to come into work and know what news stories our coworkers have read.
Well, that's a very interesting observation. You're right about
that. We like a cohesiveness to our society.
Right.
So we long for that. And Drudge right now has become that. Drudge is that. When the editors for 60 Minutes go into work, they had already read the headlines on Drudge.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Every reporter in the country,
whether
they love him or hate him.
Why are they not going to the Daily Beast? By the way, how did Newsweek come up with that name, the Daily Beast? What's up with that?
I have no idea. But Newsweek, like all print media, is in freefall, right?
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
So their magazine is now just the sliver of what it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Daily Beast isn't much better, because Matt Drudge kind of staked out that territory, and he's really accrued to himself an incredible amount of power.
Yeah.
An incredible amount of power to drive the news.
Right.
To drive daily conversations.
Right. So if Mitt Romney does become president, Drudge is the kingmaker. He is the kingmaker.
Yeah.
And he'll be shown to have more power than Bob in Your Life.
and the Daily Beast. And, well, anyone else you could name. MSNBC.
But if Romney loses, then it's the Weekly Worldview.
That's right. I think that Mitt Romney is going to lose just enough of the conservative vote to lose.
You
kind of like John McCain, but maybe not that disastrous. Mm-hmm. But I think Mitt Romney will never convince enough of the base. Mm-hmm. He'll lose just enough of the base. And the Democrats, of course, will cheat. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that's my prediction, is that that's how Romney loses.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, 60% of my predictions, dead wrong.
Yeah.
That's a fairly consistent percentage.
60%.
Last year, that puts
you right at the top of all the prognosticators.
No, last year I only got one prediction, and that was the Pittsburgh Steelers loss at the hands of the mighty Tim Tebow, who, by the way, won the ESPY Award this year for moment of the year in all sports. Was that pass from Tim Tebow
really
to Demaryius Thomas? That pass won the ESPN ESPY Award for the greatest single moment in all sports for 2000.
Wow,
year it is.
And I got it right here. I just looked it up
when
since you said that.
When are the ESPYs on? I'm wanting to watch
Doug,
them.
When people Google Tebow records,
Tebow
NFL records, you and I, our show, we've been right at the top, number one, two, or three.
Yes.
And I'm going to do
Tebow Rex. Oh, that reminds me, Bob, tomorrow.
But I got to tell you about Freakonomics. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, tomorrow I want to talk about the compendium of information you've put together on the Bible
marijuana. We're number two.
Number two.
Tebow,
for Tim Tebow
NFL records.
Wow.
Number two after Wikipedia.
Hey, that's pretty good.
And number three, you know who's number three?
Who's number three?
ESPN.
You gotta love that.
And that's not just because I'm using my browser and going to sites that I go to, because then Google takes that into account.
Of course.
But we're taking measures to offset that.
Yes.
And we should be number one, two, or three on Tebow NFL records, or even Tebow records. And we're going to keep updating this, so Doug, we'll add that.
Okay, well, and that reminds me about the story I read about the Israeli non-stoning marijuana.
Marijuana
led me to look at your website, and your website, your webpage on marijuana is growing by leaps and bounds. An incredible resource. We'll get to that.
That's also on page one of Google.
Yeah, I got to come back.
So we'll do that, right? That.
Yes.
Tomorrow?
Yes, but
kgov.com/pot.
Now, how did we get to Tim Tebow?
Freakonomics.
From, okay,
you said you're right only 60% of the time?
I believe, yes.
Okay. Freakonomics.
Yeah.
You've heard of that?
I've heard of Freakonomics, but I could honestly tell you I don't know what it means.
Well,
but I've heard the term.
They're fascinating. Some guys that write books and do shows about economics, and they did a study on how accurate all the expert predictors are.
Uh-huh.
And they looked, and it was a very systematic study, and it's easy when you're looking retroactively in hindsight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how accurate were all the experts who predicted who would win the Super Bowl, who will win, you know, elections,
right.
And how's the economy going to go? And even the USDA, Doug, you'd think they should get it right.
You would think.
Because they go to a farm repeatedly through the season.
Right.
And they test the soil, they measure the crops, they look at the weather, and they put their forecast for, you know, pork bellies and how much wheat and corn and what's it going to cost.
Right, right.
They do their predictions.
Oh, yeah. I've driven across Kansas and listened to radio shows that do that. Yes.
Well, the USDA, their failure rate on their predictions is startling.
Yeah.
But that's also true of the economists and the sports. All the talking heads.
Is that right?
They all do an absolutely terrible job. And the guys who go on TV with commercials saying, I predicted the Monday crash October. And the guys who predict the big things, their average rate of success in predictions is horrendous.
Yeah.
Because they predict radical things. And so once in a blue moon, they're right about something, and then they ride that for the next 15 years.
Okay, so can you grade my prediction on the healthcare decision? My prediction was that the individual mandate would be upheld. My reasoning was the Supreme Court is packed with liberals.
Wow.
That's why.
You know who else predicted that? But Will Duffy.
He did?
Will Duffy.
But you know what I didn't see?
What?
I didn't see that they would uphold everything. That, I didn't think
Will
things were
Duffy,
that bad.
Will Duffy, longtime producer, Bob and You're Alive.
Yes. Outstanding fellow, by the way.
A personhood supporter. He's an elder at Denver Bible Church.
Yes.
He's a younger elder.
He's a younger elder. He's one of the youngers.
Younger elder at Denver Bible Church.
Amongst the
Will elders. Duffy predicted, and repeatedly, and in writing, and online, that the Supreme Court would uphold Obamacare because it's a Republican court. 6.5 justices are Republican.
Now, America, have you finally learned your lesson? How long have we been telling you?
And Mitt Romney's website says, I am going to nominate judges like John Roberts.
In the mold of Darth Vader.
And Hugh Hewitt says John Roberts really did us a favor because now the Democrats are going to confirm our judicial nominees.
Yeah.
It's great. So we get more judges like John Roberts.
Mm-hmm. That's the Republicans haven't learned their lesson, have they?
No.
No.
So with the best of the best.
Okay. If I can keep it above 40%.
So if Romney loses, you're okay.
Yeah. I don't see a path to victory for Mr. Romney.
Hmm.
No.
All right, now, what's far more important than all these trivial things?
Yes.
We've been talking about personhood.
Personhood, the petition drive. The mail-in deadline was July 9th, but we've got a few more weeks to cure, process.
The postmark deadline was yesterday, Monday.
Yeah.
And so people brought their petitions to the post office, mailed them in. They're now coming in. Brought some of our petitions in, Doug, yesterday. And while I was there, 2,000 signatures came in while I was there.
Wow.
That's encouraging.
Yes.
That wasn't the mail. That was people hand-delivering.
Walking in, yeah.
But right now, there's a deficit of thousands of signatures.
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Yes, tens of thousands.
And so there is what's called a curing period. And so this deadline is to show the team, the petition drive team, where they're at. And it reminds me of 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. But this year we're reminded of where we're at, and we still have a little bit of time, because this year we get no extension if we come
up
short.
From the government.
No, we'll get no extension.
There's just the internal curing period.
Had to build in our own.
Of a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So if we don't get signatures, we being everyone listening,
you,
and me.
If you don't get signatures, you listening right now, if you don't.
Personhood will not be on the ballot, and that will be very difficult for the personhood movement to recover from.
Yes, because Colorado is the birthplace of the modern personhood movement.
Right. And many state leaders and their teams are looking for encouragement to Colorado.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
And in 1967, our Republican governor, John Love, signed our first law decriminalizing child killing.
Only for the cases of rape and incest. Don't get excited, everybody.
And,
it's only for the hard
and
cases.
And deformity. And
oh, that's right.
Life,
just the hard cases.
Right. And we have, in fact, we have actual medical records from way back then where you needed three doctors to sign that they approve of you killing your baby.
That's an interesting process.
Three doctors. It's the same thing the Nazis did. Same thing. The Nazis had you needed three doctors to sign to euthanize a human being in a, say, a home for juvenile delinquents, for example.
That's right.
And they did. Three German doctors would sign. One boy they euthanized because he was a bedwetter. We've got the paperwork. We got their names.
The Germans kept, they had good processes.
They did.
Kept good
so here in Colorado, Doug, I read this woman's, in fact, we're uploading it to American Right to Life, her actual medical records with her name. It's all going right up.
Incredible.
One of the three doctors here in Denver said she recommended the abortion because this mom, Judy, wouldn't be able to go skiing like she likes to do.
Obviously having a negative impact on her mental health.
Right.
A tremendous impact.
I mean, that's exactly what's expected.
That's
right?
Shocking. That's something you would think would be uncovered in a filing cabinet recovered from Berlin, 1939.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
That's eerie.
Yeah, because
that happened
the Alps.
In Colorado.
Yeah.
In 1960.
67, 68,
68.
So Colorado, what started here ends here. We started early on. We were the first state to decriminalize child killing. For the recipe, rape, incest, life, deformity. And so many other states, including California, just a few months later, took our lead and did the same thing.
Mm.
And then it just kept getting worse and worse till New York decriminalized child killing for pretty much any reason.
Yeah.
And this was all before Roe v. Wade, 19 states.
That's right. The states' rights, Bob.
Right.
Speaking of process, we've got to support states' rights, right? Right.
Not the right to kill a child. Not the right to decriminalize murder.
Yeah, or any
no
other
state
criminal
has that right.
Frank.
Right.
They don't have the right to. But
right.
Can I get back to process? Because you said something earlier that caught my ear. I think there is some importance to process. Process has its place. You said we must end abortion in the name of God. And I think that's critical to victory, is that we are not going to end abortion by appealing to the intellect and the emotions of people. We're going
science.
To,
we're not going to end by science.
No.
People couldn't care less.
No,
right?
They'll admit it's a baby and then say, yes, we want to kill them anyways. They will do that.
Yeah, right.
But if we carry this banner forward in the name of God, then that is, I think, the only process that has any hope for victory, because
any hope
without God, what is the argument against
against
killing the innocent?
In England, William Wilberforce was motivated to fight for 40 years. All he did was create social tension over the injustice toward black people. And William Wilberforce, out of his commitment to God as the creator of all of us, that we're created equal, with a God-given right to life and liberty and due process.
Yeah.
And that comes right from the Ten Commandments.
It sure does.
Do not murder means you have a right to life.
That's right.
Do not steal means you have a right to own property.
Mm-hmm.
Do not bear false witness against your neighbor means you have a right to due process.
That's right. Other people can't lie about you in court.
Right.
Yes.
And even, Doug, even thou shalt not covet goes to the criminal justice system, because when you have a suspect and say you're trying to convict him of murder, if you could show the motive.
Quite like often, right.
He was envious
that
this man had a beautiful wife or a lot of money or whatever, and he killed him because he was envious. That's God says, thou shalt not covet.
Mm.
So this is the foundation of a criminal justice system.
It's been right there in the Bible the whole time.
Yeah. So when National Right to Life for the last 30 some years has told their activists, don't mention God.
Mm.
We're going to win this based on the laws of science. The laws of science don't say right or wrong.
No, they don't.
They don't tell you the Holocaust is wrong. Which of the laws of science say that?
No.
What does science say about Al-Qaeda?
No.
Physics?
Well,
chemistry?
I mean, they could give you the astronomy? The atomic weight of an Al-Qaeda member, but they couldn't tell you that that he's evil, right?
Is that an element?
Al-Qaeda?
Right next to Einsteinium?
I guess.
There's Osama Badium?
Something like that.
Osama Badium.
You could figure that out based on science, but you wouldn't know necessarily how evil Al-Qaeda is just based on the laws of science. So we have to do this in the name of God, and I'm so thrilled that the founders of the modern personhood movement decided from the very beginning that this movement would go forward in the name of Jesus Christ.
We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's one of the significant differences between the National Right to Life movement and now the renewed personhood movement.
Yes, because this movement is about bringing the gospel and revival to people.
Because even the Declaration of Independence says that our rights come from our Creator.
Yes.
We're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Otherwise, there's no such thing.
Yeah.
Doug, the baby that was killed from up in Longmont by Gary Sheets, drunk again.
Gary Sheets, 4 previous DUIs. Unbelievable.
So 5 DUIs, and the uncle came out, and he was offended. Doug, he said publicly, we are offended that the media is saying that a fetus was killed.
Mm.
Our family lost a baby. The baby's name was Brady. Oh. Don't call our baby a fetus. We're offended. And good for him. Yeah. And if it wasn't for the pro-aborts in the state legislature, Colorado Right to Life's fetal homicide bill would have passed.
That's right.
Single sentence. It's on the Colorado Right to Life homepage. Check that out right now.
Yeah.
Personhood is the answer, not only for Brady, for justice, but for all the children who are killed. Personhood is the answer.
Amen. And let's pray for that. The family's names haven't been released, but God knows who they are. And we need to pray that this family be strengthened, because they really have no recourse in the justice system, and they have no one to fight for them in the media.
Yeah. So, Doug, the media now, though, they're saying unborn child.
I pulled that down off of
They're saying a baby. 7.
Yeah, they call baby. It a baby.
Gary Sheets killed a baby already named Brady. That's how they're all saying the same thing. Well, already named Brady.
Well, thankfully, that uncle knows right from wrong, and he stood up and he said it.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right. Nearly full-term baby. We're in Colorado, and there's aggravating factors for sentencing, but there's no justice for killing a baby.
Mm.
So, hey, support Colorado Right to Life. Person of Colorado, Doug, thanks, and God bless you all.
Marriage is the very foundation of human society. But it was God's idea to begin with. What is God's plan for your marriage? How can you know? What can you do to learn and grow with your spouse to honor God in your marriage? Pastor Bob Enyart covers this deeply personal and critically important topic in his teaching series, God's Plan for Marriage. Order by calling 800-8-ENYART or online at kgovstore.com.